This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, November 14th. Well, wheat markets were higher yesterday, but that was because corn and soybeans were sharply higher. Beans gapping higher on poor weather in Brazil. That pulled corn quite a bit higher, actually an outside day higher after setting a new low for this move. And then wheat kind of tagging along. So, you know, wheat was higher simply because the row crops were sharply higher. The situation in Brazil becoming serious. Markets, soybean markets yesterday up around 35 cents, you know, big day up, taking us back to the swing high from just a few sessions ago. So that's become a fairly solid resistance level. And the night session is down, you know, anywhere from 10 cents, kind of building its way back up as we head toward the opening of the day session. Corn backing off a couple cents, but it too seems to be finding some support here. So everything is kind of calm on the night session. We'll see what the day session brings us. But the weather in Brazil is brutally hot, you know, well over 100 degrees in a pretty large area of the central part of Mato Grosso, Goiás. That's a key soybean growing area. Now, what's keeping a lid on this market is that the forecast is calling for some decent rains starting in the weekend and lasting a couple days. And then, but then behind that, it turns dry and warm again. So we'll see. You know, these rains that are forecast, clear, you know, number one, they have to come, actually fall. And two, it just depends on how much we get and what comes behind it. So soybeans kind of on the cusp of a big move to the upside if those rains don't materialize. So not only is it threatening the soybean crop, but it's threatening the corn crop, that second season corn crop that is planted right behind the soybean harvest. That's a key part of Brazilian production. That's where their exports come from. This would have a huge impact on world corn supplies if those plantings slow down, which frankly, they already are. We're already 2 to 3 weeks behind the pace for soybean plantings. So right out of the gate, you're pushing corn plantings right up against the deadline before it turns into the dry season next April for Brazilian corn planting. So this is all in a delicate balancing act right here as we speak and as we get into the end of November. Yesterday, crop progress report showed corn harvest at 88%. That's up 7 points over last week. Soybean harvest at 95% is up 4 points over last week. Winter wheat plantings at 93% complete. 47% good to excellent. That's down 3 from last week. 17% poor to very poor is unchanged. Now, those numbers are important, but they're not critical. You know, there's not a really tight relationship between winter wheat conditions in the fall and yield next summer. So much depends on what kind of, you know, snow cover we get, what kind of moisture in the fall. But it has been drying down in the western, central, and southern plains. They've had pretty decent moisture coming into winter wheat planting, but the last 5-6 weeks has definitely been on a drying trend. So they're more of getting into the winter in a dry situation. And I think that's what's why we're seeing these crop conditions take a bit of a slide over this last week. In world news, not a lot going on. Sovicon reporting that Russian cash prices are hovering on the FOB basis right around 230 to 236. That's up anywhere from 4 to 7-ish from last week. And last week was higher than the previous week. So a couple weeks in a row now where Russian FOB offers have been creeping higher. Sovicon is also estimating that Russian exports last week were around 740,000 tons. That's 20,000 less than the previous week. They expect that November exports will hover right around 4 million tons, which is down about 300,000 from last year, but it's still up 500,000 tons over the average. So Russia's had 2 years in a row, pretty big crops. Last year was a record. This year was another big crop, not a record. But so they've got a lot to export, and they've been pushing it aggressively, not only for the normal try to get it out of the ports before the cold weather comes in, but, you know, they're in a war. They need money. And, you know, they claim they have a floor price, but clearly they're allowing wheat to be sold below that floor price. It's keeping a lid on world prices, makes it very tough competition for the EU. And also here in the United States, it's basically, I think, for wheat, in order for it to really stand on its own, we're going to have to see the exports really slow down coming out of Russia. Now, if corn continues to move higher, that definitely will be supportive to the wheat space, but it'll be follower instead of a leader on its own fundamentals. So moving forward, it's all about weather in Brazil. There's that forecast hovering out there for some rains to come in and give some relief. But if farmers opt to replant soybeans because of spotty germination, then they're probably not going to be able to plant that second season corn crop. So it's a tough decision for them. But I think, corn is starting to pay attention finally to the likelihood that you're going to see a notable drop in production out of Brazil. Now, that's way down the road. Doesn't really affect the actual supply until, you know, April or May, June, July, when they're harvesting. But still, it is worth noting that that could be a long-term bullish component to the corn complex. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.